Support for Tested comes from Duke Health, reminding listeners that COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, and can protect individuals and others from the virus. Together, communities can end this pandemic. Find sites for a free vaccine at dukehealth.org.
This is Tested from WUNC. A look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Charlie Shelton Ormond. In the heart of downtown Fayetteville, a stream of cars consistently cruise along a roundabout, encircling a nearly 200-year-old building in its center. The Market House. The building is a landmark and an icon. Its image shows up on the city seal and high school diplomas. It's been a pillar of public discussion for generations, as conversations have similarly gone round and round about the presence and purpose of the Market House.
That building didn't do anything to anybody. It was the people that was inside that building that did the harm to other people.
What I would like to support is within that 187-year history, all the positive things that happened.
That Market House is a symbol that we will never be equal.
I think that people who lived in Fayetteville, grew up here, you know, they pass by Market House, don't always think about it, but it's different when you are a person of color or a Black person living in Fayetteville. You will see the Market House and think about how heavy, you know, the ghosts of like all circling around Market House are still kind of there. I'm Kristen Johnson. I'm a reporter for the Fayetteville Observer.
In a multi-part reporting series, Kristen Johnson examines the past, present, and future of the Market House in Fayetteville.
Even just in some of people's like ideas about slavery not really being a big deal in Fayetteville or slave auctions not taking place at the Market House. People have very different perspectives. And it was just, it made more sense, I think, to do like a past, present, and future kind of thing because it looked at the past, it kind of challenged some of those rumors about Market House, about it being built by a Black man named Thomas Grimes. Has no proof to that. And then looking at the present about what people are saying about it now and what a Market House in the future could kind of look like with city council repurposing it and what that a repurposed building, a rebranding of like this kind of painful history can kind of mean for Fayetteville.
If you ride or walk past the Market House today, you'll find it hard to tap into the communal spirit some defendants of the space promote as its legacy. Instead, you'll be met with a tarped fence blocking access to the structure.
There is an American flag that's been burned. It is burning beneath the Market House, or on the other side of the Market House, facing the opposite direction from where I'm standing. But this crowd is still...
In the summer of 2020, Market House's contentious history was enveloped into present-day tumult. In the wake of George Floyd's murder, who was born in Fayetteville, a crowd of people descended on the Market House, with a small splinter group of them eventually setting the building ablaze.
It's just chaotic. It's pandemonium right there around this fire. And I thought the crowd was dispersing.
Since then, the city council has grappled with what should come of the Market House. Should it remain as it is? Should it be torn down, relocated? In the spring of 2021, the city council voted to repurpose the building. What exactly the Market House will turn into is still up in the air.
When you talk about the history of Market House, I think that it kind of gets lost for a lot of people that at the core of all of this, people were sold here. It was not built for that purpose, but it's a very interesting argument for people to make that, yeah, people were sold, but so were corn and stalks of, you know, lettuce, and you had jewelry that was sold and shoes and cattle, and people came here to protest. And, you know, it kind of ignoring or making it so that people that had no autonomy at the market house, who were being sold off, being split up from their families, that that part of the history is not as significant as why the market house was built or who built it or why it should still be standing. And I think that the argument about market house is not just about whether or not it should be standing up. It should be about the truth of it. And the truth is that enslaved Africans and African Americans were sold. And it wasn't just about market house, but about the culture of racism that it kind of helped solidify in the city.
And a focus in your series is emphasizing parts of market house's history that have often gone overlooked. And that includes that of Archie Beebe in the late 1860s. Can you tell me more about Archie Beebe?
Yes. Archie Beebe was a black man. What I assume and other historians assume was probably enslaved in the Fayetteville area. And in 1867, he was accused of sexually assaulting a white woman. So he was arrested. Didn't really have much of a trial, but he was thrown in jail. There was a jail right on Gillespie Street, which is where one of the intersections where the market house kind of sits. They marched Archie from this jail to the second floor of the market house, which also served as like a magistrate's court and a town hall sometimes. But he was just a regular man in the community. He drove a wagon. He transported goods, probably at Market House, you know, kind of like a trader. That was his job. But because he was accused of this crime, a mob met him outside of Market House, and they were, like, ready to just lynch him. And really, you can call it a lynching because that was the purpose. That's what they were there for when they saw him coming out of the market house. And William Toller, he was a Confederate Army captain, was one of the people who attacked Archie. He ended up shooting Archie in the head. And the three men who attacked him were, of course, arrested and tried, but they were given a pardon by then President Andrew Johnson. So they didn't really see any kind of consequences for that murder. But Archie Beebe is kind of one of the more graphic, I think, images of what the violence surrounding the market house. And I think that not a lot of people know about him because, of course, like in telling the story about the market house, all of the really kind of ugly, violent parts that happened get overlooked.
Archie Beebe is a part of Market House's past, a past that is often distilled or distorted. And fast forward that to today, City Council is in the process of figuring out how to recognize and act on Market House's past. Can you tell me more about where things stand with City Council and what it's planning to do with Market House?
Yes. So, of course, the summer made City Council kind of look at the Market House and what they needed to do. And a lot of City Council members were split about what to do with the market house. A lot of them said that we should repurpose it, we should keep it up, tell the truth about it, and educate the Fayetteville community and other visitors that come in. And others were saying, no, we should just go ahead and tear it down. I think that it would make more sense. And because it's such a divisive site in Fayetteville, I don't think it should be up any longer. And ultimately, they decided to just repurpose it. They had a 5-4 vote to repurpose the building. But still, there's contention about what a repurposed market house would look like. So at the end of 2021, they invited some representatives from the Department of Justice to kind of come down because they have a Smart Start program where they go into different communities and kind of help city councils or local governments deal with like really pressing issues, especially surrounding like race. Mm-hmm. DOJ is now coming up with a report from what they found in the two meetings that they had with community members. And they will bring that report back to City Council and all the ideas that they kind of came up with about a repurposed market house. I think that really people who want to see it standing are pleased with it. But of course, the majority of people who said that they just want to see it demolished are not very happy because some activists kind of feel that people won't really go see a repurposed market house. It's not going to be, it's a if they're going to turn into a museum, are people actually going to go visit that? You know, do people want to go see this market house and read all these horrible stories about it? And it's still going to be a symbol of racism, a lot of people feel. Even however pretty you make it, however nice you make this new, you know, repurposed building, it still has this really dark history.
You mentioned activists aren't too pleased with this route from city council. You talked with an activist, Maya Warren, who's a Fayetteville resident. Can you tell me more about how Maya Warren feels about Market House in the city?
She is one of the more fiery activists, I think, that Fayetteville has. And she's been on the front line since summer 2020 after George Floyd, who is also a Fayetteville native, was killed. And I think that she is definitely still, even though she's been in the conversations with DOJ about a repurposed Market House, she's still like, no, just tear down the building. It's always going to be a racist symbol. And city council didn't do its job to really kind of listen to the people who want to see it torn down.
And so what I would like to see happen is I want that square completely empty. I want to demolish the whole nine yards. And then from there, let's see what somebody can make of that. You know, if somebody African-American wants to buy it, cool. You know, and if somebody Caucasian beats us up because they have the money, that's fine, too. But let us, you know, see what we want it to be.
And I think that she did a really good job to kind of talk about it from a young person's perspective, because growing up in Fayetteville and working as an activist in the city, she looks at it every day. And she goes there to protest, and she still thinks that it needs to be torn down, because if tearing it down for her and for a lot of people who agree with her is one step toward racial equality. And I think that that's a pretty strong opinion, because if you tear down this one thing that really kind of is a symbol of a city, this with this racist history, maybe the city can really move toward more equality, more fairness. And she links it really to other inequalities in the city, like the way that the police will handle police brutality matter. And with the recent protests with Jason Walker, he was a 37-year-old man who was killed by an off-duty sheriff's deputy in Fayetteville in January. So she was one of the leaders of those protests. But she's like, you know, it's not just if Market House goes, they're going to have to confront all of the other inequalities in the city that Market House and the culture that it created helped kind of entrench in Fayetteville.
And you also talked with Michael Pinkston, who is another Fayetteville resident, but he has a different stance on Market House's place in Fayetteville. How does Michael Pinkston feel about its presence in the city?
Yes. So Michael Pinkston is a business owner in Fayetteville, and he describes himself as like a student of history. And he kind of said that he did all this research about Market House, and he's one of the he represents that loud voice for why all of the arguments about why Market House is a racist symbol are not very true. He thinks that it's a whole lot of hoopla that he's told me. He thinks that it's just kind of like a wart on the history of the Market House. It's not that bad. Just because enslaved people were sold there doesn't mean that Market House needs to be torn down. And he kind of denies a lot of the truths about the Market House.
What I don't think is we should use the Market House as a symbol, as a negative symbol. Yeah. Let's recognize the Market House. Let's recognize that there were some less than desirable deeds that took place. And let's tell the truth.
I think that it was important to have why people denied the history of the Market House and what they thought about it being now that we're having these conversations about a repurposed building. But he was very adamant in his argument that Market House needed to be standing the same way that other Confederate monuments needed to be standing. That, yeah, it's history, but we need to tell that history so we don't repeat the history. And, you know, and I think that he didn't even want to see new additions to a repurposed Market House. He said that he just wanted to see it standing the way that it was. Don't tear it down. Don't, because it's a fragile building, you know. So doing anything to it at this point would be kind of like the worst thing ever, because it should just stay the way that it is.
Lastly, I appreciated hearing from Jimmy Buxton in your series. He is a Fayetteville native, and he has a particular opinion about the culture in Fayetteville as it relates to Market House. Can you tell me more about talking with Jimmy Buxton and how he feels?
Yes, Jimmy Buxton is a Fayetteville native. He grew up was raised here. His family has roots here in Fayetteville. And he actually told me that he might have had some ancestors who were enslaved around the area. But he's now the NAACP president of the Fayetteville chapter. And he has a very interesting story because he was one of the first people to participate in civil rights movement demonstrations here in Fayetteville. He was 14 when he first sat in a segregated movie theater in downtown Fayetteville, right down from Market House. So kind of being a young man in the city and having this Market House as the backdrop for a lot of those demonstrations was something that he really remembers. And I just thought it was important to include his voice because he was one of the patriarchs of like the movement in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. And I think that he had some interesting things to say about Market House because he wasn't, even though he participated in these civil rights demonstrations, he's not one to want to see it torn down. He mm-hmm. thinks that Market House should stay up. And he kind of represents that the older kind of black residential crowd in Fayetteville who don't want to see it torn down, which is a generational difference from, you know, younger people who want to see it torn down. But a lot of them are saying, no, you know, my grandfather went and sold items on Saturday in Fayetteville at the Market House. And, you know, it's a symbol and it doesn't really do anything to solve racism. And I think that his perspective was interesting because he said that, because he said, you know, people are kind of missing the point when we talk about racism in Fayetteville. It's not just about this building. It's about the culture that it kind of solidified in the city.
My concentration is not a building. Mm-hmm. Building hasn't done a thing to anybody. Mm-hmm. It's what the people did inside that building that bothers me. And you still have some of the descendants from those people with the same ideas of trying to take us back.
He talks about coming home from Okinawa and seeing, like, welcome to Klan country signs all around U.S. 70 and on U.S. 301. And there was one right in Fayetteville that had a Klan member with the hood on and saying, welcome to Klan country in Fayetteville, welcome to Fayetteville. Kind of seeing those symbols and being called boy, called the N-word. He thinks that because the Market House is, he thinks that the conversations about it are kind of distracting from the overall issue of racism.
What are your personal reflections coming away from reporting on this series?
I think that I felt a deep responsibility to tell the truth about this building. And when I was going through the microfilm, the archives in the newsroom, and kind of looking at the old newspapers that we have and seeing the countless advertisements for enslaved people, for the sale of enslaved people, and for rewards for enslaved people who ran away in surrounding cities, I think it really kind of brought it home for me because you talk about repurposing, you talk about how controversial the building is, you talk about the protests that happened there, but really, this is a building where people who look like me and a lot of people in the city were sold. They were right next to corn, they were right next to jewelry, they were right next to horses and pigs, and they were sold like any other kind of commodity. And seeing the names of people and their ages and stuff really kind of, it was overwhelming, I think, and it really, I had to take a step back because I almost would get emotional, you know, just kind of looking at the archives and the history and on all of these advertisements and thinking about some of the rumors about it, you know, being built by a black man. And the argument that, you know, slaves were sold, but it was just for a brief period of history. I mean, I was looking at archives from 1816 to the end of the Civil War. It wasn't just a brief, you know, part of the Market House history. It was almost all of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think just thinking about it, I haven't gotten a chance to really kind of sit after it's all published and kind of coming out now and really kind of think about the impact that it had on me personally. But really that thinking about the people that were once being sold in front of the Market House is really kind of what makes me more excited to tell the story because it has to be told.
That's it for this episode of Tested. Dave DeWitt is our editor. I'm Charlie Shelton-Ormond. Thanks for listening.